What dumb thing did you get involved when somebody said, hey, they either challenge you to do something or they say, hey, let's do this. And you're like, yeah, good idea. And you do it. And you're like, that was really stupid. Monica, tell us about your challenge that somebody challenged you to and you did it. That was dumb.
Yeah, so it was actually my husband. It was a July 4th weekend, and we're all at the lake house. And
there is beer. Watch this. Here it comes.
Yep. There was a spider as the size of your hand. It was ginormous.
Gosh.
And people start putting money down on the table for someone to eat the spider.
Raw?
To eat it. And the bet got up to like $140. And my husband ate it.
Oh my gosh.
And the next day he was like violently sick. The worst hanger of his life. Plus he ate this ginormous spider.
That is.
And then I went and bought a piece of furniture with the money that he made.
That's very good, girl.
Well done. You can because some spiders have venom.
Yeah, right. They're venomous.
It's gotta make you sick. Plus, if it's raw and not cooked, you're so looking at salmonella.
So
either way, let's not eat it.
Squid, we know you're dumb.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Monica. Yeah. Squid, I'm sure you've done some dumb things.
Yeah, I'd say probably the dumbest is in college after like one of our house parties. Somehow, I think someone like a girl stumbled into the wall and like there was a hole in the wall, and then we got into a contest of who can punch the biggest hole in the wall. Why not? So we're
such
all punching holes
thing.
In the wall, and like I got lucky, you know, I punched the hole and it was good. But the guy after me punched, but he hit the stud.
Oh,
he hit a nail. So like he hit a nail, like his hand was bloody. He broke his hand.
Because
we were like knocking on the wall. We're like, no, there's no stud here. And bop, and it's like hit him. And then obviously he goes and doom. And
that's horrible.
Only being that hammered to make you think you're a contractor and you can identify studs.
Yeah.
It sounds hollow. Matt, what about you?
Yeah, in college, drinking, and we had a water balloon launcher. And my friends thought they had really good aim, and so they wanted to see if they could hit me at a distance with this water balloon launcher. And every time they shot one and missed, I had to take like 5 yards closer. So I got drilled with a water balloon launcher from like 15 feet. The one that hit me went maybe like 2 inches from my face. And had it hit my face, like it probably would have taken an eyeball out.
Oh my gosh.
It ultimately hit me like right in the armpit, kind of in the shoulder, and I started bleeding.
What?
Oh my gosh.
It came in with some power.
When you mix ego and beer together, it's the stupidest. I'm like, so stupid.
Testosterone.
At the time, though, it's the most important thing ever.
It's like Godzilla coming out of the waters.
And I didn't realize how dumb it was. It was filmed, and then I started like showing people to brag about it, and every person I showed was like, that's so stupid.
That's not a flex,
that's so
man.
Stupid. That's so stupid.
Yeah, right.
So the video's somewhere. It's not suitable for with language, but it's
somewhere. You've got to find it.
You have to try to find it. When I was in high school, so really stupid, not drinking, but all we had like it was like almost a prank challenge. Like we were Jackass before Jackass, the show, and so like I think all happened in one night. In one night, we hooked up a bunny stuffed animal. This is at night with a fishing line, and we would pull it across the street. You know when cars are coming. Not thinking at all like a car.
Oh
wreck.
My yeah. goodness!
You know it's just like ha ha. Other time on the brakes.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what else can we do? Because the high wasn't enough anymore. And so
maybe you're better off doing drugs.
Yeah, heroin is a better idea.
And then we had this character that we built called Timmy, and it was a wooden character that we put on a skateboard and dressed up and put like a hat on everything that we would also roll out in front of traffic.
I am a
don't do any of this stuff.
What
this
is
high school.
With you?
It's called high
Somebody
school.
Somebody could get
That's
killed.
Great.
Of course, killed, whatever. At the time, you're not thinking, you're thinking it's funny.
Timmy could have gotten killed.
Yeah. And then the high still wasn't good enough. So this is Fleming Road, if you're familiar, where it turns into five lanes. There's a five lane. We're like, well, this farm across the street has a lot of straw. Why don't we just build a wall of like 4 feet and then set it on fire all the way across all five lanes? So then we did that.
How are you not in prison?
Yeah. That kind of ended the night because then the police were called or fire department was called because I remember distinctly hiding in the woods, looking out of a wall of flame across five lanes of road And we're dying laughing, and then we hear sirens, and then we're like, scatter! And we all run back to...
Oh, my goodness.
And I remember being at my friend Tyson's house. There's like seriously like 13 teenagers spending the night that night. And we just hear a knock at the door, and it's like the police. They said, you got a bunch of teenagers here? Did they set the road on fire? And the mom had no idea. She's like, what? Set the road
right.
on fire?
Right.
I'm like, no, they've been back here the whole time. We had just gotten back in. She didn't know. And we're like trying not to laugh, but also like terrified and scared right. at the same yeah. time. And I'm not gonna say which friend. Another friend later that night went back out, and this is terrible.
No.
I'm saying this is terrible. It was just like you're trying to up each other. You're trying to
yeah.
top each other.
Yeah.
And he peed in like a Gatorade bottle. And we're just walking down the street. He sees a BMW with the sunroof open. And he just pours it into the BMW.
No, that's terrible.
Oh, and I said, no. "That's what the rich get, one percenter." No, but I was just like, even I was like. Okay, too far. The road's funny. That's too far.
Oh, yeah.
Man. But it's just like you just keep topping each other. And then when the night's over, you're like, okay, that was really dumb. Mm.
So which prison is this friend in now?
Yeah. It's funny. I see him all the time.
He's a functional member of society?
He is. It's shocking. Wow. He's actually very successful. I don't know how. I mean, a lot of us could have gotten big trouble growing up, and I'm glad we didn't. But, I mean, all my friends are extremely successful. It's shocking. Trust me. My teachers and my parents, all of our parents are shocked that none of us are incarcerated. Jason, I know you still have scars from something you've done before.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was really important because first invited to my neighbor's house when we moved in, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go over there and meet my neighbors because I wanted to fit in, you know what I'm saying? So they had a fire pit, and we're all sitting around a fire pit, and the owner of the house was like, I have this game. This is late. That might play. And you take a stick, and you like kind of slap it on your thigh, and if you can do it, you pass it to the next person, and the last person that can't do it anymore is out, and then it's between the two people.
What kind of stick? Like bamboo? Like caning?
It's like a stick. It hurts.
I call it a switch.
Okay, I was thinking of a switch.
Oh, and, my gosh.
For the next 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh. No.
And I didn't want to be like, I wanted to fit in. We just was like, I mean, I was drinking as fast as I could to numb the pain. All of our calves, oral legs were bleeding. Mind you, this was a guy's thing, and Carol's at home, and I come walking home, and my legs are all bloodied. And I still have scars on them from this day from doing that. And at the time, it was just so important. I was like, Carol, these are our new neighbors. This is an important guy. And the funny thing is, when I went to something not so long ago, I ran into him. And of course, they brought it up. Like, remember the time you guys switched these other legs for 3 hours?
Was he in a wheelchair?
From 3 o'clock right. in the morning. I mean, it was devastating.
That's brutal.
You would just, just say, all right, your turn next. It would take a stick. And you just, all right, on the count of three, one, two, and the other guy, wham, as hard as he possibly could. Mm-hmm. It was awful.
That's terrible.
Did you spank each other with paddles in fraternities, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a theme.
It is a theme. Yeah, this wasn't when Jason was in high school. This was like 2 years ago.
Right. Right.
With other successful people.
Right.
You know, it happens.